Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Keep on with the force, don't stop. Take it enough. Keep on with the force, don't stop.
It's time again for Soundcheck's Picks of the Week, where we give you a chance to hear some of what we've been listening to in the Soundcheck office. And we begin with the indie group Shivery. The record's called Tainted Love, Mating Calls, and Fight Songs. A bizarre title, but then it's a bizarre little record, full of songs by some of love's most notorious outlaws, people like Phil Spector, Ike Turner, Gary Glitter, and this tune from R. Kelly. That's called Half on a Baby, R. Kelly's song, done by the indie group Shivery from their new record. Another new record that's been getting a lot of play in the office is Manu Chao's latest. It's called La Radiolina. Manu Chao, of Spanish extraction, was the first French artist to ever top the European charts back in 01, and he's just done it again with this new record, his first in 6 years. It's a typical blend, for him at least, of language, music, politics, and absolutely infectious beats. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan vacía. Como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche. Me llaman calle de malegría. Calle dolida, calle cansada de tanto amar. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba, no me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle y ese es mi orgullo. Yo sé que un día llegará, yo sé que un día vendrá mi suerte. Un día me vendrá a buscar a la salida un hombre bueno para toda la vida y sin pagar. Mi corazón no es de alquilar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman calle, they call me street, is the name of that from the new hit record by Manu Chao. The next of our Soundcheck picks of the week is from Eric Friedlander. This is a cellist who turns up in all kinds of different musical settings, from John Zorn's radical Jewish music to the indie rock band The Mountain Goats to his own jazz-inflected records. Block Ice and Propane is really inspired by American roots music, especially the guitar playing of the late John Fahey. Listen as Eric Friedlander turns his cello into a big old four-string guitar. Thank you. That's the title track from Eric Friedlander's latest. It's called Block Ice and Propane. Another of our picks of the week is Simona Dinnerstein, the pianist, and her recording of the Bach-Goldberg Variations. People have been talking about what a great story Simona is, breaking every rule in the book for how a concert pianist is supposed to manage her career. But this 34-year-old mom and piano teacher is also a great player. And if you, like I, thought that the last thing we needed was another pianist playing the Bach-Goldberg Variations, well, Simona's recording will show how wrong we were. That is the variation number 19 from the Bach-Goldberg Variations, new recording by Simona Dinnerstein. And our final soundcheck pick this week is the one-man band known as The Real Tuesday Weld. The Real Tuesday Weld is really Stephen Coates from London, and his latest is called The London Book of the Dead. Coates doesn't just make albums, he makes something that sounds more like mid-20th century radio plays. Here's an excerpt.
Dorothy Parker always knew what it felt like being you. Dorothy Parker always knew what you'd say and what you'd do. Dorothy Parker got you through the politics.
That's called Dorothy Parker Blue. A little bit of Serge Gainsbourg and Cole Porter, perhaps, being channeled by Stephen Coates, who records under the name The Real Tuesday Weld. As usual, all of our picks of the week can be found on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Still to come, guitarist Leo Kottke, known for nearly 30 years for virtuosity on the 6 and 12 string guitar. He's also a master storyteller, and we'll find out why when he joins us after the break. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, Australia has a thriving music scene with a sound all its own, but many Americans rarely get to hear it. Tune in and find out what you need to know about Australian music tomorrow on Soundcheck.